The story of Jonah is a favorite story of children's ministries, and somehow I think it stayed there. We don't talk about it much. You don't hear too many sermons about it or much teaching about Jonah, but the story of Jonah carries great implications for us as followers of Jesus Christ. You know the story of Jonah, how God called on him to go to preach and prophesy against the inhabitants of Nineveh. Nineveh was the most powerful city of the day, huge city, and it was a fearsome thing. So Jonah decided to run. Not only was he afraid, I think, but he loathed those people. The people of Nineveh were the enemies of Israel and caused a great deal of destruction in their country. And so Jonah booked passage on a ship to Tarshish, the opposite direction from Nineveh. Nineveh would be overland. Tarshish was by boat. Jonah got on that boat. Well, a great storm arose, and it came to light that Jonah was running from the Lord, and they threw Jonah into the sea for fear of the storm, because they felt like God was going to kill them all because of Jonah. And God prepared a great fish, it says, and the fish swallowed Jonah, and miraculously he lived in the fish for 3 days. Then the fish vomited him up on the shore. Jonah then felt that repentance was the best policy, and off to Nineveh he went and preached to them. Here's how it begins. Jonah chapter 1 verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with him into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You see, the first thing that we learn from Jonah is that obedience to God is always the best policy. It's always best for you. God knows what's down the road. When I started this ministry to which you are listening, I had no idea where I was going, but a series of circumstances and the Spirit of the Lord directed me into this ministry. I really had no prospect of success in it. I had no way of knowing if people would listen, or if I could get people to listen, or how I was going to get this message out on the internet. I had to learn everything as I went. But you know what happened? When I obeyed God and took on that seemingly impossible task, that God helped me. He threw down barriers. He sent resources to me, and by His power, I was able to do that which I believe God has asked me to do. But the first step was a step of obedience, taking those steps toward accomplishing that which God has asked me to do, without really knowing whether you will have success, but believing that God will bring you success. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the help that you've given me. I pray for all those who are listening at this moment, those who may know what your will is, but maybe through fear or through other things, maybe even anger, they're hesitant to do your will and have not taken those first steps of obedience. I pray that you would help them, Lord. Strengthen them. Tell them that you love them, Lord, and that you will help them as you have helped me. In Jesus' name, amen.